Somebody fire that translator. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Barack Obama's in Iraq to hear from the Iraqi government, although just because you hear from the Iraqi government doesn't mean you know what they're saying. Once again, comments by Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki were mistranslated. Second translation screw-up in 2 weeks, and coincidentally, about the same issue both times, troop withdrawal. 2 weeks ago, Maliki was quoted as demanding a timetable for withdrawal. Awkward, because President Bush has long been against a timetable. Fortunately, the very next day, the White House revealed that Maliki did not mean to say timetable. Okay, so this time, in a German magazine interview, Maliki spontaneously brought up Barack Obama's 16-month timetable for withdrawal and said, according to the translation, 16 months could be suitable to end the presence of the forces in Iraq. The next day, U.S. envoys in Baghdad had a chat with Maliki's advisors, after which those advisors said he didn't say what the magazine said he said, although they couldn't pinpoint what he didn't say. I'm not even going to believe that Nouri al-Maliki is the guy's name until we hear it straight from the White House. Okay, so Dave, if President Bush doesn't want a timetable, then why did he agree to a time horizon on Friday? I think of it this way. A horizon is something you can see but never reach, since it always remains the same distance away. Therefore, whereas a timetable tells you exactly when the bus is coming, a time horizon would be like having a bus headed in your direction but never getting there since your bus stop is also moving. Unless I'm translating it wrong. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.